For years, researchers have used rhesus macaques as animal models in AIDS studies because the monkeys can be infected with SIV, the simian equivalent of HIV. However, we know very little about the genetic similarities and differences of disease progression in macaques and humans. Now, in a study in the August issue of the American Journal of Human Genetics, Dr. Roman Siddiqui and his colleagues bring us closer to an answer. They've conducted a genome-wide association study to look for factors linked to AIDS-free survival in SIV-infected macaques and followed up their study in humans. Among their findings, they have identified a variant on the X chromosome that appears to be protective against the progression of AIDS in both monkeys and humans. This finding could have implications for strategies to treat or prevent the progression of AIDS. Roman Siddiqui is on the line to tell us more about his exciting study. Dr. Siddiqui, thank you for joining us today. Can you tell us about the similarities and differences between HIV and SIV infection and progression?
Well, the macaques are the most relevant animal model for studying HIV infection and AIDS progression. They are very, very similar to the human situation. There are, of course, some differences. For example, co-receptor usage. They have no co-receptors, which is during the progression to the disease, during progression within the disease, within the chronic phase. They are good models because the SIV infection, the analogous infecting virus, induces the disease much faster than in humans. So this is a really big difference. But on the other hand, for a researcher, it's a good tool to go on through the pathogenesis of this disease. It is almost like in humans, they get opportunistic infections, and also they develop neuroAIDS, for example, which is an important phenotype one has to study if one considers that the humans are growing older, getting and having HIV infection. And we know now also from the animal model that neuroAIDS develops in the late stages of the infection. So other things are genetic background. For example, one knows that the major histocompatibility complex, the adaptive immunity, plays a very prominent role for the disease progression in monkeys, in the macaques, as well as in humans. So there are many factors which can be studied in the rhesus macaques.
So you would say that the progression of the disease is also quite similar between the macaques and humans?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the sex-specific effect you observed in humans and how this might contribute to the understanding of what is seen in HIV patients?
Well, this finding was a big surprise for us. We didn't expect it. And what we have learned then when we went into the story of HIV infection is that there is still a controversy around how sex influences susceptibility to HIV infection and then progression to the AIDS syndrome, how sex influences this. We have shown now a genetic component playing a role for slower CD4 cell decline in female patients, contrary to the male infected persons.
And do you think you would have found this had you not used the macaques?
We would have never found it if we wouldn't have had the macaques. No, that's clear. The macaques did give us the target to look into the genome of humans.
And how would you explain that the variant is seen at different frequencies in different populations?
Well, I think this is not so unusual. There are many studies conducted for this. For example, the very famous CCR5 delta 32 deletion, which everybody knows that if you're homozygous for it, that prevents you to get infected by HIV. It is mostly prevalent in Europe population. It's not prevalent at all in Asian populations or Chinese or Japanese populations. And this came because there was a selection before HIV occurred.
And it would likely be the same case for this X variant.
Yes, I think so. There is somehow selection on that, and I think we do not know why, or we wrote in the paper that we don't think it is related to AIDS and HIV infection. It must be something else, it needs to be found out, of course.
Can you tell us how this macaque SIV model might be further used to gain more insight into HIV?
Oh, yes, that's a very, very good question. Well, the human genome has produced so much good tools to study the human genome. And this is completely missing in the rhesus community. You know, we have no SNP chips, for example. We have even not validated SNP databases with 300,000 of SNPs as compared to the human situation. So I believe that if we would study more systematically the rhesus macaques, we could find much more, which is very valuable for the human situation.
Dr. Siddiqui, thank you for joining us today, and congratulations on a great paper.